All right, so you want to dive deep into Think Again by Adam Grant. Smart move, especially since you're all about that constant learning and growth.
Definitely a good one. This book really challenges you to examine how you think.
Yeah, and honestly, it can be a game changer, like seriously impactful on your work and your personal life, too.
It's funny, so many of us think we're supposed to like dig in our heels and defend our beliefs, right?
Totally.
But Grant says, no, we got to be open to rethinking stuff.
He actually says something like, the goal of learning isn't to just back up what we already think. It's to actually, evolve our beliefs. When you really think about it, it's like, whoa, why haven't I been approaching it this way all along?
Right. And that's where things get interesting because when we shut ourselves off to new info, different opinions, that's when we limit our own growth.
Absolutely. And staying stagnant is the opposite of what you're all about. You're all about that constant evolution. So how do we actually do this whole rethinking? And it's not just like second guessing ourselves at every turn, right?
No, you're right. There's got to be a method to the madness. And Grant actually lays out a whole framework for rethinking. It's like a toolkit for your mind.
Okay, I like that, a toolkit. So what are some of the tools we're talking about here?
Well, one of the first things that really stood out to me was this concept of intellectual humility.
Intellectual humility, huh? Sounds kind of intimidating.
It's really not. It's actually pretty simple.
Yeah.
It basically means being okay with not having all the answers.
Oh, I see, yeah. Which honestly can be tough, especially at work where you feel like you have to have it all together all the time.
Exactly. Imagine you're pitching a new strategy in a meeting. What if, instead of presenting it as the solution, you're like, here's my initial thinking, but I'm really open to your feedback, ways we can make it even better.
You're opening it up for collaboration right from the start.
Exactly. Just by admitting you might not have all the answers, you build trust and make room for even better ideas.
There's power in admitting you might be wrong, huh?
For sure. And that kind of ties into another tool Grant talks about, thinking like a scientist.
Ooh, does that mean I need a lab coat for this one?
Haha, not quite. Think of it more like approaching your work with this hypothesis-driven mindset, you know?
Okay, so like testing things out instead of just going all in.
Exactly. Say you have this awesome marketing idea. Instead of betting the farm on it, could you test out a smaller version first? It's like a pilot program for your idea.
Get some data before you fully commit. Smart. So we've got intellectual humility, thinking like a scientist. What else?
Okay, this one might sound a little counterintuitive, but Grant is a huge advocate for something called productive disagreement.
Wait, disagreeing productively, isn't that an oxymoron?
You'd think so, right? But he argues that disagreements, if they're handled well, can actually lead to huge breakthroughs.
I can see that, but it's definitely easier said than done, right? Those conversations can get a little heated sometimes. Totally. But the key here is remembering it's not about arguing to win, it's about listening to actually understand the other person's perspective. When you approach it that way, when your goal is to learn something, it changes the whole dynamic.
It becomes less about being right and more about finding the best solution together.
Exactly. And that ties into another important element here, psychological safety.
Oh, absolutely. Creating an environment where people feel safe to speak their minds, even if it means disagreeing.
Yeah, if people are scared to speak up, afraid to be judged, you're missing out on valuable insights. Grant talks about how important it is for leaders to foster that sense of safety, that open communication.
It's like you said before, being open to being wrong, to not having all the answers, that starts at the top.
Okay, give me one last tool from this rethinking toolkit before we move on.
This one's big. Grant really emphasizes regularly reevaluating past decisions.
Oh, that's a good one. It's so easy to make a decision and then just assume it's set in stone forever.
Right. But things change the context, new information comes up, our priorities shift. So taking the time to revisit those decisions, especially the big ones, lets us course correct if we need to.
It's like a check-in, but for your choices, are these still working for me? Do they still align with my goals and values? It's like a tune-up for your decision-making. Now, you mentioned some really interesting stories in the notes you sent. Were there any from the book that really brought this stuff to life for you?
You know, the one about Daryl Morey, the general manager for the Houston Rockets, that one really stuck with me.
Oh, yeah. What was it about him again?
Well, he's big on using data to make decisions, which is already kind of cool for basketball, right? But here's the thing. He actually encourages his team to prove him wrong.
Wait, seriously? He wants them to challenge him?
Yep. He's all about creating a culture where it's not only okay to disagree with the boss, it's actually rewarded.
That's amazing. Talk about intellectual humility in action. So
Yeah.
let's bring it back to you for a sec. What's one belief you hold, maybe even professionally, that you think could use a fresh perspective?
Ooh, good question. I think for me, it's this idea of go big or go home, you know, like always going all in. But after reading Think Again, I'm starting to see the value in maybe testing the waters a bit first.
Interesting. It's a subtle shift, but I bet it makes a big difference. And it just goes to show this rethinking thing, it's a process, right?
Cool.
Speaking of, in your notes, you mentioned a few books that go along with these ideas, Mindset, Grit.
Yeah, and those are both great. But if you really want to keep going with this whole challenging the status quo thing, you should check out Originals, also by Adam Grant.
Ooh, another Adam Grant book. What's that one about?
It's about championing new ideas and how to actually make them stick, which I thought fit in really well with, you know, wanting to make a real impact.
That's awesome. So Originals, it's like once you've mastered rethinking your own beliefs, you can start shaking things up on a bigger scale.
Exactly. It's like taking it to the next level.
I love it. Well, this has been an amazing deep dive into the power of rethinking. We covered so much good stuff, intellectual humility, thinking like a scientist, embracing those productive disagreements.
And don't forget psychological safety. Got to have that foundation.
Absolutely. So as you go about your week, try seeing things through the lens of think again. What assumptions can you challenge? What opportunities for growth are hiding in plain sight? And remember, this isn't a one-and-done deal. This is a lifelong journey, and we're here to support you every step of the way. Thanks for diving in with us.